The way we wrap things up on a Monday, I don't know what you do at work, but our first hour, we do this.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Another way!
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad. How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
That sound means it is time for the Richter Scale, and the Richter Scale is brought to you by Ramsey Weight. Ramsey Weight has all of your leading brands under one roof, including Honda, Polaris, Yamaha, and more. Steve, we begin with the Warriors. They have had a surprising start to the 2017-18 season, losing their home opener to the Houston Rockets after Kevin Durant couldn't get the final shot off in time, and then they lost to the Dylan Brooks-led Memphis Grizzlies, losing Steph Curry and Kevin Durant via ejection after Curry threw his mouth guard at an official. Is it time to hit the panic button in Oakland? How worried should Warriors fans be 3 games into the season at 1-2?
Not at all. They've learned something, and they've got a coach in Steve Kerr who learned from Greg Popovich. You go all out, then you realize we're really good. The regular season is there for one reason: prep us to win a title. So right now, I'll tell you what, if they lose to the god-awful Mavs tonight, we may do one of our first ever readdress a Richter scale on a Tuesday. But for right now, I'm going to say a 0.
Okay. Another busy weekend in college football. Number 13, Notre Dame blew out number 11, USC in North Bend, 14-49. And number 2, Penn State unleashed Saquon Barkley against number 19, Michigan to win 42-13. Rate these two blowout wins.
Really surprising. I figure Michigan at least could grind it out against PSU, but they got smoked. And for USC, if you told me Penn State's going to beat Michigan and Notre Dame's going to beat USC, I'd be like, wouldn't even register. But after watching the Yankee game, my son and I were like, well, we'll check it. There was nothing to check in on.
Yep.
It was a 9.
All right. Speaking of that Saturday night, the Astros won Game 7 at home against the New York Yankees. This means that for the first time since 1970, the World Series will have 2 100-win teams facing off.
Whoa.
As the Stros will be taking on the L.A. Dodgers. Yeah, that's a fun fact for you. Rate this World Series matchup.
You know, I'm rating it like as if everybody was me and you and really cared about baseball.
Right.
Because I'm sure there are guys at Fox who that night just were pouring shot after shot of tequila. Like, why couldn't it have been Yankees, Dodgers? Why not New York, L.A.? This is a great series. Keuchel and Kershaw, the lefties squaring off. Verlander's going to be out there. The best team during the regular season. The team that's been on the come, June of 2014. Sports Illustrated called the Astros the 2017
right?
World Series winner. I think this is a 9.5. I'm a little brokenhearted. I can't be disappointed in the kind of season my Yankees had. So I am stoked. I am not going to miss a minute of this. I'm going 9.5.
I think this next one qualifies as sports news, but Justin Timberlake is back in the good graces of the NFL 13 years after his little mishap with Janet Jackson at the halftime show, and he's going to be performing at this year's halftime show in Minnesota. Rate the decision to bring back JT to perform at halftime.
You know, once upon a time, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, I was kind of a music snob, and I'd be like, hey, Justin Timberlake, when he's boy band pains in the ass. But getting to know him, seeing him in movies, he actually knows sports pretty well, and you really don't hear a bad thing about him. He plays music. He writes his own music. I like Jessica Biel. She was just in a really good series. I think, you know, considering I am not big on the halftime show, for those who are, our biggest sports spectacle, I'm going to give that one an 8. Go get him, JT.
The Cleveland Browns lost to the Titans on Sunday, and that's not really big news. But the big news is that Joe Thomas was taken out of that game with a triceps injury in the third quarter. Thomas has played every single snap for the Browns since he was drafted third overall in 2007. That is over 10,000 consecutive plays. Rate how impressive this streak by Joe Thomas was.
Well, that's a 10. Not only that, but how many lesser guys, regardless of what kind of money they were making, would have gotten into December with the Browns and been like, yeah, that hammy, coach, I don't think I'm going today. So he doesn't only, he not only didn't beg out of games, he didn't beg out of series. That's a flat 10.
Last one, the Super Bowl rematch. Last night, the Falcons did not blow a 25-point lead against the Pats. Instead, they just decided not to score until the fourth quarter at all against the worst defense in the NFL, as Tom Brady did Tom Brady things in the Pats under the cover of fog in Foxborough. Rate the performance of this Super Bowl rematch.
Well, the funniest thing was I saw somebody, as the fog came in, they said the fog as it's lifting, and they showed 28-3. Oh. So the sarcasm there. It was, first of all, even though it's the next season, I take minor exception to calling it a rematch, because I'm sorry, a game in October just is not a rematch for a championship game. And Atlanta with that offense is just, I mean, what did they score with 5 minutes to go to avoid a shutout? That was a letdown. It put on display why anybody who even thought about bringing dirt for the Patriot funeral just don't pay attention. I'm going to go a 4 on that one.